Yeah, we're up to Daf Mem Amud Aleph on top. The Gemara starts off Tana Rabban. What did the price like this? Sadin betitis. In the case we have a beggar, let's say made out of flax, of linen, and now you want to put tzitzis, you want to put woolen tzitzis inside them. So what's coming out, you're going to have klayim in the tzitzis. So what's the halacha? So it says that they shamai perchum. Shammai says in such a case, if you have a beged made from flax, see hold your potter from tzitzis. So l'chura d'ikapturi means to say is that you should not put tchelis inside it. Even though there's a mitzvah to put tchelis, and tchelis is made from wool. And if you put wool inside the chur, you're making klayim. Even though we hold the chur, Esther is nechalais to say it's mutter. The shami does not hold from this. Rashi sheet there is that the shami does not hold from Esther nechalais to say by tzitzis. Therefore, he holds that sadin is potter from tzitzis. The chur, what do you mean it's potter from tzitzis? The chur put in flax tzitzis inside this bag of flax of linen, like we just learned before that semra pishtin potters. So what the price means to say according to Beis Shammai that patron, it means to say you're potter from the Ikar HaMitzvah. Rashi says she Ikar HaMitzvah tzitzis tchelis ksiv bei or tchelis amruhu. So since the Ikar HaMitzvah you're potter from, it's called your potter. Tosfos explains a pshat from Beis Shammai, not the pshat he doesn't know from Mesel Decholos, say, but the pshat is he holds like it's Efshel HaKayim Shneim. In other words, by a beggar of Pishtin you have no heter to put chelis. The Torah did not tell you to put chelis. Since it's possible to be mekayem the mitzvah only with lovan, so put four strings of lovan of pishtim into a beggar of pishtim. You have no right to be over the yisra klayim. However, Tosfos learns, Rabbi Natan learns pshat, that Avada midiraisa b'shami also agrees that we say esa doicholoisa say, and it would be mutter to wear klayim on tzitzis. B'shami that says this potter is only for the reasons we'll see later on in the Gemara. It's exerim midrabbanon. Avad, it's only midrabbanon that by Shammai says you potter and atzitzis, like we'll see later on reasons. But Avad midiraisa, Rabbeinu Tam learns not like Rashi, that Avad by Shammai also agrees to the klal of esod echolaisa say that midiraisa really would be mutter to put chelas onto a beged of pishtan. Now the Brisa says ubeisil, ubeisil says mechayavin, ubeisil says yes, you mechuyev to put chelas into a beggar of pishtun. Even though by putting tchelis, which is wool, into pishtun, you make a klayim, still we hold it smutta, we hold esa decholaisa say. Now the Gemara says, the halacha is, kedivra beisilu, let beisilu. To the Vada, we hold esa decholaisa say, by klayim. Omer Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik, though, that v'aloi kol amato tchelis Yerushalayim, ein rela min amatamim. Whoever puts on tchelis in Yerushalayim is only wondered upon. In other words, according to Rabbi Lezer, you're not supposed to put klayim onto a beggar of a pishtun. You're not supposed to put chelis. And Rashi, in his first pshat, learns that Rabbi Lezer, if so, is arguing against Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says he's supposed to, and Rabbi Lezer says no. Whoever does it is only wondered upon. So Gemara says, Omer Rebbe, im kein if so, lama asru. Like why is it also? Like Avad, that we hold halacha like Beis Hillel, then Esi is doicholos the same. So what's the pshat of Blazer saying that you should not put chelis onto a beggar of pishtun in Yerushalayim? So the answer is lufi shein b'kiyin. People are not bucky. People do not know this halacha. So Rashlan's pshat, people do not know to dash and smuchim to say that klayim betzitzis is muta. And people come to say if you're wearing klayim here and it's muta, they'll think you're allowed to wear klayim anywhere. Since so, it's like with the rabbanon dik halacha. The rabbanon said not to put klayim on tzitzis. And Rashi learns the pshat is that the Rabbanon have a koyach to be yoker this mitzvah of tzitzis with a shevi al tase. Like even though with your eyes really, if you wear a beggar of pishtin, you mechuyev to put chelis inside it. But the Rabbanon said, no, do not do it, because people will come to make mistakes and learn out that klayim is mutter any place. So with a klal of shevi al tase, sit back and do not do the mitzvah, the Rabbanon have a right to be yoker a mitzvah even with your eyes. Then Rashi has a second pshat here, that your blessings come to argue on Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai, Rashi learned before, hold this pot in Midir Aisam. Your blessings know it's only Midir Matamiya means, like Midir Abonim, it's only Midir Abonim we do not do it. And the more that explains what's the reason, the reason is, of course, it's Exerim Midir Abonim. People come to think you're allowed to wear Klayim. So according to that, that would be a new pshat in Beis Shammai. That is the way Rabbi Natamla is pshat in Beis Shammai. That's the way it comes out now. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Lezer holds, only Midir Beis Shammai. Now the Gemara says, O Malay, Rovo bar Rav Chana la Rovo. If so, if no reason why you should not put chelus on to a deg and a piston, it's because people come to make mistakes. If so, v'lir mul beyasor. Let's take 10 people together. V'nafku l'shrik. We'll go out in the middle of the street on the far some alanosa, and we'll teach you. We'll tell over the loch in front of 10 people that everybody should know. Really, there's an issa climb in the Torah. You're not allowed to wear wool and flax together. There's only a special het here, b'shas, you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, that we say, Esadei Choloisa say. So even though you have a beggar of pishton, it should still be muti, you should be able to, even with the rabbanan, put chelus on it. You're afraid people will learn out from here, so let's go out to the street to be mefarsim. Tell everybody, the people should not make the mistake. Samura says, no, if you go out and be mefarsim it, so kol shchein de matam olon, for sure people come to wonder. That the more you're mefarsim this, people just take out of this to see you're allowed to wear klayim, and they'll come to say, just like they're wearing klayim in tzitzis, who are did you allowed to wear shatnez anywhere? So that will not help you just to show off with 10 people in front of a rabbim that you're allowed to wear klayim in tzitzis. They won't take the reason, they'll just see their smuta to wear klayim. So the verse says, okay, you stop, you can't do this peshuk, but velidrash papirka, let every rav like in shul give a drasha, and let every rav in shul explain the tam. So the rabbi will not make a mistake. Everybody should know that the reason why it's mutter to put tzitzis, tchelis, on pishtin is because there's a new heter of esadei choleis hasein. But not that shat is no is a client. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Now this gzeir alone, we could overcome it. But the gzeir is mishum kol ilon. We're afraid that sometimes people will think they're doing the mitzvah of tchelis, they're putting blue wool in, and really it's not tchelis, it's not the real dam chalosa they're making the blue from. But kol ilon is another type of a dye that looks like blue. And Rashi says, the pshat is that you're not mekayim the mitzvah tchelis. If you're not mekayim the mitzvah tchelis, then you have no heter to put wool into pishtin. You have no right to make klayim. You might as well just put pishtin into the yetz of the mitzvah without making klayim. So Morris says to what? Even if you want to say this kol ilon, this blue wool, even if it's not really tchelis, let it only be like white wool. So the question is that still it's tzitzis, you're still doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why do I care if this wool is only has a special color dyed blue? So let's say it's not dyed blue. Let's say you're putting white wool into the tzitzis, into a beggar of pishtin, pateras tzitzis. But lamaisi you'd be the kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. So why don't I still say esti is lecholay sasei? There should not be any xer, there should not be anything wrong with putting even blue wool. That's only dyed blue. That's not really tchelis. So the Gemara answers, Tivon the Efsha b'minon loy. That since it's possible to become the mitzvah sittis, or this beggar of pishtun, only with pishtun itself, like the Modeshach, you're not becoming the mitzvah tchelis anyway. So just as the mitzvah's lovon, you don't have to put wool, it's possible to use four strings of flax, four strings of pishtun. So since it's possible to do the mitzvah without being doicha the way to say, you have no right to do the lav. Now this is Kiddur Rosh Lakish, like Rosh Lakish always says. The Yomar Rosh Lakish, that komokim shata moitse esse. For lois say, anytime you find it, you have to do a mitzvah esse. And there's a lot involved. So the klal is like this. If it's possible to do the mitzvah esse without it being over the yisr lav, do it that way. In other words, like here, if you have the beggar of pishtun, and you only be mekayim the mitzvah of lofen, you're not being carrying the mitzvah of chelis anyway, so you might as well put all four strings of pishtun. You have no right to be over the lav, since it's possible to be carrying the mitzvah sesei with pishtun alone without being over the lav. But for your lav, in the case, let's say you have the real pishtun, and the only way to, you have the real chelis, and the only way to be carrying the mitzvah chelis in the beggar of pishtun is through klayim, that chelis has to be made out of wool. So if you want to be carrying the mitzvah chelis of this beggar of pishtun, it's only by putting the blue wool strings through the pishtun, so you have to be over the lav. If so, then the klal is yovel yeser v'yitches lois asei. Then you have the heter to say esadei chalois asei. So mela, it's a good gzera that even though when you have the real mitzvah of tchelis, it's mutter to put it into a beggar of pishtun, but as a gzera did not use tchelis, because maybe sometimes you would not have real tchelis, you'll only have wool dyed blue. That's not really from Dam Chalos and not the real Tchelis, and then you're not being the kind of the mitzvah of Tchelis. then you don't have any right to be over the lav, because since it's efshel l'kayim shnayim, you only be mekayim the mitzvahs of lavan anyway. That if you mekayim the mitzvahs of tzitzis of lavan, it's possible to use four strings of fishdon. Therefore, it's a gzeira not to use klayim in tzitzis. And again, there's the two pshatim in Rashi, whether we're being mazman alib with the beis hillel, or whether we're being mazman alib with the beis shammai. Now the Gemara still asks, the livdiku, so what do you tell them now? It's a gzeira not to put on tcheles after you put on some blue wool that's not really tcheles. So first question, let's check it out then. There are ways of checking out to make sure the blue wool is real tcheles, to make sure it's not some dye. So let's always say you have to check out the blue wool, the tcheles first, and if it checks out that's really tcheles, let's use it. Rashi says, the livdiku, l'chol ha-yerush sh'tzoifim bem tzitzis, and all the big pots that they're cooking up tzitzis in to make the tchelis in, let's always check them out. Whoever sells tchelis, to make sure it's really tchelis, and that's not a blue, a dye blue. Samar says true. Elo, the real shot is gzera mishum tima. We're afraid that maybe you're going to use the blue, the tchelis that we use to check it out. Rashi says, ima tzvechidu l'chol ha-kodim, livda kayeretim. We have to check out first all the pots that they make the tchelis in. So we're afraid that after you take out a little bit to test it, to see if it's really tchilas, really the right blue, you may throw it back into the big yerah. We'll have later in the Gemara that the nisoyon is possible. Once you used it, once you tested out the tchilas, not l'shei mitzvah, just to test it out to see if it's really blue or not, that's possible to be used for tzitzis. We'll have the Gemara later. So that's the gzera. Even if you have real tchilas, we're afraid what happened was that the people that make the tchelis, they first took out a little bit like a sample to try it out to see if it's really dying well. And after they finished trying it out, they threw the leftover back into the big yera. And this little bit of tchelis, the blue wool, the blue dye, the dam chalos they took out, since they tried it out, they tested it, it becomes pasul. So by throwing it back in, you pasul all the rest. That's why you're not becoming the mitzvah. So the kids, it's not possible just to check out all the tchelis to make sure it's really tchelis. Because even when you really have tchelis, you really have the blue dye from the dam chalozoin, still it could be its puzzle. The Gemara still says, v'lichte v'yadiske, means like, let's send out letters. Let's write down and tell all the people that make tchelis to make sure they know this halacha. For the Gemara, v'lichte v'yadiske, less like Rashi says, it means, let's send letters and tell them to the people that make tchelis that you should know that the dye you take out to test it to make sure it's doing a good job, and that's possible. And after you get finished testing, you throw it away. Do not throw it back into the big yero. So the kids, so let's tell all the factories, and there shouldn't be any xero. So Gemara asks, what kind of answer is this? For the Gemara, should we go ahead and be sending just the letters that you send around? Let's still be afraid. Maybe they won't reach the letters. Maybe they won't listen to the letters. Still, you have to be afraid. Maybe the factories will not do a good job. So Morris says, why? Omar Rav says back like this. Hash the chomis bepesach v'yom ha-kippurim. The chorus. Sam chinan adiskei. Maduch talokh riz. That how do we know what exactly Rosh Chodesh was? To know when Tes Vov Benitzin is, to know when Pesach is, or to know when Yud Betishrei, when Yom Kippur is, and there it's a Shalom Benisa Chorus. If you eat Chometz on Pesach, you eat Benisa Chorus. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you Chayav Chorus. So the Kitzur was Seimach for Benisa Chorus on the letters. Rashi says, Kishoyim Avra and Shonam used to make an extra year, like an extra month in the year. Hel Shochin and Geras the girl used to send letters to the Goyla. Lasso is Beis Adam, to know that there's a second Adar this year. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and they tell everybody when exactly Pesach comes out. So you see, with Semich on letters that send out that people should know exactly when to make Pesach. If so, Hochot, the Yester, the Alma, the Koshchein, here there's only a problem of an Isra say, because the Shalah had to be the kind of Mitzvah of Titzis. And at the most, even if you don't make the Tchelis, so you'd be over a lab of Klayim, but it's not a Chiyav Chorus involved over here. So isn't it for sure that you should be sending on the disco or send out letters? So the kid said, any zeres we have that maybe won't be made the right way, for that's a kasha. Why should the Chum say, it's also to put chelis into Pishtin, let's go and send letters and tell all the factories to know exactly how to make chelis, so there shouldn't be any problems. And avada, we shouldn't be sabach on these letters that are sent out. So therefore, Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Chol Milsa Amri, this thing was, this words were said over. Again, we're trying to explain what time, what's the reason why in the Rabbanu we say, on a beggar of Pishtun, you're not supposed to make klayim out of it, you're not supposed to put chelis, blue wool, inside it, even though that's the only way to become the mitzvah of chelis, is by putting this wool into the beggar of Pishtun. So really, midiraisa, we should say, as the Choleisa say, how can the lochers, we do not say it, what's the time of the Xerim of the Rabbanon? The Elam Arov Milsa Amri was said like this, the Yitma was learned over from Arov in Eretz Yisrael, the Shumdura Mizero Kavosi. So Rav is saying, assuming to say the reason, and he says, there it's true, they said over the same reason, in the name of Rav Zera, like he says, that what Zera is, Shemo Yikra Sadinoi Petach Gimel. We're afraid like this, that when you first have your beggar of flax, of sadin, before you put the tittus on, we're afraid that it may rip at the end of the corner, by the end of the three tefachim of the corner, it may rip there. And now that the beggar ripped, what are you going to do? V'yit Ferenda, you're going to come and sew it back with a string, or with a flax string, with a pishtun. And we're afraid some of this string may still be hanging out, even after you sew it up. And you're going to come to be sambach on this string for tzitzis. You're going to use this string that's hanging down there as part of the beggar already, and use it for your love and for part of the tzitzis. Now, the Atayram of the Torah says, Tasev Leiman Osli. You have to go and make tzitzis right now, and not to use strings that were there from before. So the kids said, we're going to use these strings for love on. You're not really being kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So what are you doing? You're not later going to put two strings of wool, of chelis, and you're going to make klayim in this beged. And really, you're not being kind of the mitzvah, you're not being kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the kid said, that's the gzeira. The gzeira is not to use chelis, the beged of pishtin, because maybe the strings of loven that you use for the pishtin will be a psul of tasav leven osoy. Maybe these strings would have already been part of the beggar before you're putting it in L'shem Tzitzis. So therefore they're not kosher for Tzitzis. So it comes out, you're putting in Tchelis, but you have no Lofen. So you're not being kind of the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Therefore, we do not want you to put Tchelis into Tzitzis. That's the Gzera. And the Gemara says the Maisa was that Shora Rabbi Zera L'Sadine. Rabbi Zera, when he had a beggar of Pishtun, that he found out that somebody put Tzitzis inside them, they put Tchelis inside them, he would take them off. He would take off the tchelis. And what's the reason why? For this gzeira, Rashi says, because we're afraid Shema Yikra. Maybe the beggar would have ripped before you put the tzitzis on and you sewed it up. And part of the tzitzis that you're using is from those strings that are left over. But since the tzitzis is possible, therefore this gzeira not to ever put tchelis into a beggar of pishtun. So that's what Rabbi meant to say. That in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Zera said the same reason as him. That the reason why Midrabbanim we did not want to use Pishtun, use Tchelis in the beggar of Pishtun, is because afraid maybe not going to be kind of the mitzvah altogether. So therefore we have this Gzeira. The other Gemara says though, but Rav Zera Omar, Rav Zera said before it was Rebbe Zera. Now it's Rav Zera Omar, Gzeira Nami Mishum Ksus Laila. There's another reason why we do not want you to make Klayim in Tzitzis. Do not to put Tchelis into a beggar of Pishtun. Because even though by daytime that you be in the kind of the mitzvahs of tzitzis, it's mutter, for afraid maybe you wear this beggar at nighttime. And at nighttime, the ksus lila is part of the tzitzis. So since you wear it by day, we're afraid you may come to wear it at night also. Therefore, with the Rabban, we're making zero, never to make tzitzis klayim, never to put chelis into a pishtin. Now the Gemara says, V'yomar Rav, Rav says another memru. That Ho Mil Sam with this halacha I said over. The Yitma was learned by my Rav there. Tiswa Mishmei Rav Zera, the name of Rav Zera, Kavosi like me. That is another halacha now. So what's going to be? He shall beged. Let's say the beged itself is made from cloth. You have a beged, a pair of tzitzis you want to put tzitzis onto. That's made from wool, made from flax. But a kunafel shall or the corners, the four corners have a piece of skin there by its corner. And we know or skin by itself is part of the tzitzis. So what's the halacha? He says, halacha is chayevis. Still this beggar is chayev in tzitzis. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say he shall or the ikud begin itself is made from skin, made from leather. Ukinofeh shall begin, just the knaf, the corner of the begin, is made from a begin from material. Subtura rovold yipotam in atitzis. My time, and what's the reason? Ikud begin binin, you have to go after the ikud of the begin. And the main part of the begin is the begin itself. So where the begin itself is made from cloth, yichayiv in atitzis. Where the begin itself is made from leather, just the knaf, the corner itself, is made from material, yipotam in atitzis. However, Rav Achoi also bossed the knaf. Rav Achoi argues and says, no, you go after the knaf. Where do we put the titus on? On the corners of the begit. So if the corners itself is made from material, you're mechuyev in titus. If the corners itself is made from ore, you're potter. He also go bossa the knaf itself. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Schoiro, Omar Rav Huno, Hitil Labalis Shalosh. Let's say you put titus on the begit that so far only has three corners to it. That's all. So far the begit really is potter in our titus. But you still put tzitzis on the three corners. Then v'shlim oliyarbo, and then you finished off making the material for the fourth corner. So now you have the complete begin, and now you put tzitzis on the fourth corner. Sula, the locher is the tzitzis apostle. Why? Mishum tasav lemin osli. Meaning when you go to make the tzitzis first, the tzitzis has to be kosher. There has to first be four corners on the begin. That's mechuyev and tzitzis. And then you go to put tzitzis on this begin. But over here, when you went to put the first three pair of tzitzis on, it was only three corners this begin. This begin was part of an tzitzis. So b'shas, you put it, it was puzzle. Later, when you want to make it, you're only putting on one pair of tzitzis. The ones that were there before were puzzle. That's called tassav leimin osli, not if it was made already before pitzul. So Mori asked the question. Meisrei, I have a question on you. It says that chasidim Mori shaynim. Chassidim, Rashi says, means the zrizim of mitzvahs. People that are very zoros do the mitzvah very carefully. So it says by them, kivon she'ora gimel, to have them in the riz, as soon as they started to weave this begin, and they made gimel tvachim of the begin, or else gimel at zboyis of the begin, so far the begin is not big enough to put on tzitzis. But as soon as they started to make the begin, they had three at zboyis worth of the begin. Right away, since they were Zoras, they were very careful, they were anxious to do the mitzvah right away. They would put two tzitzis on the two corners. Like you start to make a long begin, and then you go, you know, lengthwise. So as soon as you have a length of three etzboyis, they would put already, that's called corners already, they would put on the two ends tzitzis. The question is, how is that kosher? Lechura, at that time, right now, when they put in these two tzitzis, the begin was not big enough, it was not a shear to the mechayiv and tzitzis. For if later they finish making the whole begin, so the first two tzitzis should be a psul of tassav lemon osli. Elamai, what do we see now? That since lemaisa, when you made the tzitzis, you did it l'shein mitzvah tzitzis, it's kosher. Even though at that time it was psul, it wasn't fit yet. So we see we don't have this psul of tassav lemon osli. So Morris says, no, the case over there was like this. Eimer rather said like this. Kivan shepotsu bo gimel hoi matim lo tchelis. As soon as they got to the last three etzboyis of the begin, meaning they already had a whole begit shalom. They had already a shear of a begit. Just up to the last three etzboyas, Rashi says, Kivan shegil gimel etzboyas achreinim, matinu lo tchelis rayu emiyad, v'loi mashu lo emiyad. They didn't wait. So now Rashi says, no psul tassav lemin osli. Because since the begit is kosher already, it's fit to put in tzitzis right now. So therefore, the corners are fit to have tzitzis on it. Therefore, there's no psul of tassav lemin osli. For then, if you put on tzitzis before the begin is fit to have tzitzis, there would be a psul of tassav lemin osli. Now, the Gemara asks the question, O mi yamrin, is it true that we say there's such a psul? O if tassav lemin osli, the Gemara ain't is not that way. V'omer Rabzera says, Hita lomutelis. Let's say you have a begin that has the four tzitzis on them already. And now you go put a second pair of tzitzis on each corner, you put another pair of tzitzis. That's called hitel lebutelis. You have already a begin with kosher tzitzis, and you go and put now a second pair on each corner. So locher is kshera, still is kosher. What does it mean it's kshera? That later when you take off, rip off the first pair, the second pair is still kosher. So the question is why? Now when you put on the second pair, you're not making the mitzvah. It's lo letzarech. says so, it should be like Tassam Lemon Osli. When did they first become a kosher pair? Later, when you take off the first pair. But right now, when you make the second pair, it's Shlomo Tzarech, it's not called a mitzvah. Says so, it should be a psil of Tassam Lemon Osli. The Rashi says the kosher is, they put on the second pair, it was called Shlele Tzarech. So, still later, becomes kosher. So, we see we do not say Tassuf, something that's made first, Shlele Tzarech, later it can't become a kosher pair. Even though at the beginning was made Shlele Tzarech, like before the Degah wasn't fit yet, it was Shlele Tzarech. But later, when the Degah becomes fit, the Churit should become a Mitzvah Tzitzis. See, in the Churit we see there's no Psil of Tassuf Lemon Osli. So where it says no, Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Hashda b'bal Taisif Koyi, right now when you're putting on the second pair, L'chura it's called b'bal Taisif, you're putting on a second pair, that's b'bal Taisif. If so, Maisa Lehevei, it's like not considered a Maisa at all. And Rashi says, since you're over b'bal Taisif now, you're over Lam, and putting the second pair in right now, Lehevei Maisa is not called a Maisa. Techiva diyavra divrei Torah lemikri ma'isa is not called a ma'isa. Therefore, it's not called tassav lemon osui. So later, when you rip off the first pair, now the second pair is not bal taisif anymore. That's called the asiya. So it's first called an asiya of tzitzis later. That's why it's kosher. That's the lashon of hashtem about taisif koi. Right now, when you first make it, rov alav about taisif ma'isa lehem. It's not called a ma'isa. So maskul or rapor. Hope I asked the question back. No. Maskev lo rav papa mi mai de gavra lo sufe kam chavin. Who told you when this person is putting the second pair of tzitzis on each corner? His kavodah is to be over lav of Baal Taisif. And therefore you're telling me it's not called a ma'isa right now. Who said so? Dilma maybe liftu le kam chavin. Maybe the person is mechavin to put on a second pair now in order to eventually take off the first pair. And therefore Baal Taisif leka, he does not have a kavodah to be over Baal Taisif. And since he's not over Baal Taisif right now, it comes out Ma'isika, that is called the Ma'isa right now. And the first putting on of these tzitzis is called Shlel Letzarech. Right now it's not Letzarech. Right now you don't need your second pair. Right now you have already your first pair. But as far as your story, you're saying since it's about Taisif, it's not called the Ma'isa, no. Who said you have Mechavim? Maybe not Mechavim. And Taisif speaks out that Afilu Mandiyama in the Perek Basra, the Ervin, Til Avra Mishur Baal Taisif Leboi Kavona. Even if he held you, did not have kavod l'shem mitzvah to be over Baal Taisif. Or mash menami v'hi perk of Rabbi Yeshua leboi kviyoni kavod. Because Malkum Tzayin says, Hocho, moida d'leka Baal Taisif, kivud l'ftulu k'mechavin. When do we say Baal Taisif does need kavod? That's what l'mais you're doing the second time for no purpose. So the melech remains about Baal Taisif. But over here that you're putting on the second pair for a purpose, that you have a kavod eventually to take off the first pair and to use the second pair, so since you're not being mechavan al l'shem Baal Taisif, but for a purpose, everybody would agree you're not over the lav of Baal Taisif over here. So since you're not over the lav of Baal Taisif, l'chur it should be considered a ma'isa. So back to the kasha, there should be a psul of tassav lemon osli. So korponim, according to Rav Papa, the Rav Papa asked the question, the kasha would be a good kasha. Right. Omer Rav Zeir, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Shmuel, Tcheles, Ein bo mishum klayim. Tcheles, meaning in the parish of Tzitzis, Tcheles is lav davka Tcheles, but it means there's no Yisra klayim by Tzitzis. And the afilu b'talas p'turis, in a lashon, even a talas, that's potter from the mitzvah. Still, if you have klayim, it's okay. So Mara says, what do you mean? My talas p'turah, what do you mean to say, even by talas p'turah, still there's no aveira of having klayim in Tzitzis? Elaine, if you want to tell me the less boshira, you have a talus that's too small. It's potter from tzitzis. Even though still, if you make klayim, you're not over there very well. The question is, why not? For a tiny, we learn like this. Talus shakotim is chasabo, roish of rubai. If you have a deget wheel that's 18 by 18 inches, then at least a kotan could cover himself, his head, and robe of his body. And also, the agadu yaitzim b'derech arai, that a god that would go out with such a deget temporarily. The locher is then chayavas betzitzis. Such a beggar has a chiyav tzitzis. But what's going to be? Ein hakotim is chasam by Rosh of Ruba. Let's say the beggar is so small that even a kotim would not walk out with it. He would not cover up, I mean, his Rosh of Ruba. So afal pi shagodl yetzibar aray, even though a godl would go out temporarily, still ptura, still yapotim in a tzitzis. It's clearly v'chein linyin klayim. The same halach applies to klayim. And the Vinabali asked the question, what does it mean to say v'chein linyin klayim? the klayim that you only over yes the klayim. Like this, I've learned now. We learned ain ara b'klayim. There's no p'tur. There's no ara b'klayim. That once you wear klayim, you're over the avera. The Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak v'chein lin yitzadim etzitzis. What it means to say is that there's an avera of sadim etzitzis. It was when the yav had to wear klayim on tzitzis. If the beggar is mechuyev in tzitzis, so then you mekayim the mitzvah. Esther is lechol esasayim. But if the beggar is so small that you not be mekayim the mitzvah esther of tzitzis, savad you have the right to be over the lav of klayim. So you can't say that's Trump's first brice. So you can't say you're allowed to wear klayim on tzitzis, even if a talis p'turim means if a talis is too small. If a talis is too small, pshita there's no mitzvah. But since there's no mitzvah, pshita we would not say esther doicha leisasayim. So we'll have to see what's like a pshat and a filo talis p'tura. All right, we'll stop here.